David Bowie would have been 71 years old today.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
And the Gene Genie, you remember that song? It reached 71 on Billboard's Hot 100. Doesn't sound great. It was a huge hit in England. But it was a huge favorite here, even if the single didn't get that high. The Gene Genie was on Aladdin Sane, 1973, and it came from David Bowie's trip to Detroit. Wonder what happens when someone from Britain sees Detroit. Well, remember the song Panic in Detroit by David Bowie? But the real song that Detroit inspired was the Gene Genie. Here's David Bowie in an interview long ago.
My first real confrontation with Middle America, specifically Detroit and the inner city, and it was semi-based on an Iggy-type character. One of the most immediate, spontaneous songs I ever wrote. Very fast. It was almost written in the time it takes to play. It was that quick, like a 5-10 minute song. One never knows when something's going to become a classic. You've got no idea.
Well, if we knew, we would write our own classic. Aerosmith, you've heard so many things. This is the farewell tour. They're going to do an album. They're not going to do an album. This is not the farewell tour. It is the farewell tour. Joe Perry and Steven Tyler are going to get together. They're not getting along, and they are getting along. Well, it just continues. Joe Perry now says that Aerosmith's tour later this year is definitely not their farewell tour. There's a possibility they will record an EP, maybe a full-length album. And that's before the tour starts. That is not the farewell tour. He says he talked recording with Steven Tyler. Brad Whitford, Tom Hamilton, and Joey Kramer also have discussed it. They haven't gotten down to things specifically, but it may be time. He says it's kind of in that chill time right now for Aerosmith, but he'd really like to record some new music. You know, after the chill time.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's Classic Rock.